We've been hearing this week from our friend Sonia Narang. She's just back from 3 weeks in Nepal, reporting on the aftermath of last year's massive earthquake. This coming Monday marks the one-year anniversary of that disaster. While Sonia was there, she went to check on a remarkable woman she profiled for us back in 2013.
Bimla is this amazing health worker I met a few years ago. She lives in a very remote mountain village in Kavre district, and this was one of the hardest hit districts in the Nepal earthquake a year ago. And I went back to see her again this month.
And what did you find when you visited her again in her home?
So I found that she herself lost her home. I arrived at her house to find her looking really great in this beautiful pink outfit, and followed her up this red dirt path to her house and was shocked to see how badly her house was destroyed. There's literally nothing left except for bricks and a ladder. And here's what she told me. So here she's telling me that on the actual day of the earthquake, she had no idea who was alive and who died. In fact, she thought that it was perhaps only her that had survived and her family members. And she ran to her niece's house and found that her four-year-old niece was buried in the rubble. She tried to rescue her, but this little child did not make it out alive, which was an unbearable loss.
Mm. I remember from your story several years ago about her that she was quite a leader in her community. What did that mean for her after the quake?
So, Carol, soon after the quake, she just rushed to the front lines as a health worker and as someone who everyone looks up to. She knew it was her responsibility to help people, especially the women and children. She especially didn't want mothers and babies to die because they didn't have access to medicine.
What about Bimla's own prospects? Will she be able to rebuild her house?
So, Carol, the situation for Bimla is incredibly sad. She has no money to rebuild her home. And when I asked her how long it might take to reconstruct a house, she started to cry. She got so emotional in the middle of the interview. So here she's saying that the government has a five-year plan to distribute money. So God only knows when she's going to get the reconstruction funds. Carol, she's now living in a makeshift shelter. This is a one-room tin shack that she built on her own. And she's cooking, since she has no kitchen, she's cooking in this den where her cow and goats live. And here's what she said about that. So here she's saying that she used to teach everyone in her village that people and animals should not live together. And today she finds herself staying and cooking with these animals.
It's really devastating to hear how this earthquake can set Bimla and a whole rural village back years. What were you thinking when you said goodbye to her on this visit? What struck you?
What struck me was her tenacity. She is just continuing to look out for everyone in her community. I mean, she is in such despair herself, but she had the smile on her face and was actually coordinating to distribute food to local aid workers in her town, despite the fact that she has no house of her own. So she just continues to be a rallying spirit for everyone there, which is so amazing for me to see.
Does Bimla have her own family that she lives with?
She does. So Bimla has a 14-year-old daughter, Sonika, who is a very sweet girl, and she's making sure that Sonika can continue to go to school. And that's what she said. She said that, "I want to make sure to pay for her school fees and to be able to continue to educate her," which is why she can't get around to spending money on building a new house right now.
And I imagine she's going to stay put. She's not thinking of leaving her village or moving anywhere else.
No, I mean, she's lived here for so long. Everybody knows her. And, you know, without her, people wouldn't really have access to medicines or any kind of services. I mean, she's almost like the local doctor for this town as one of these community health workers. She's a really important figure there.
Sonia Narang is just back from Nepal, where she's been reporting on the aftermath of last year's earthquake. Sonia, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Carol.
Sonia made a short video about Bimla when she was there a few years back. It's up on our Facebook page. Just look for PRI's The World.